Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24:10-13. Jesus is speaking about the coming of the Romans who shall destroy the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus describes in detail the horrific events which shall occur. These words were fulfilled long ago, but the exhortation which is given by Christ for his disciples to endure is timeless. We live in a day when individuals are offended and betrayed. Many individuals, if not all of us at one time, are hated. We certainly witness the teaching of the false prophet and the deception of many hearts. The brutality of our time is a witness to iniquity and the absence of love. In the midst of the events which would occur in the lives of the disciples to whom Jesus spoke these words, and to us who live today, Jesus wants us to endure. He urges us to stand in the midst of trial and endure various forms of adversity so that we will be saved. Salvation comes through endurance of the difficulties and temptations of life. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, Romans 2:7. There is always the fire of trial that must be withstood. The Christian lives in a world of offense, betrayal, hatred, falsehood, deception, iniquity, and lovelessness. We are engaged in a great war against evil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. We must endure the evil and wickedness of the hour in which we live, and endure so that we shall be saved. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. We must remain in the service of Christ until the end, so that the prize is not lost and the soul is not condemned. God called upon a church which would face similar degrees of difficulty in their Christian life to continue in the fight of commitment. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.